to get your opponent down and have his shoulders pinned down enough where they can hit the turf three times and call it over means you won. Let me tell you what, if you're going to go through that kind of hurt and pain, you want to be on top. Because usually the one on bottom just got whooped. It was a pretty good fight, too, because one guy just flipped one guy over with his leg. I thought, ooh, how do you do that? And then the other guy, he kind of got weak, and it went back and forth several times. I finally had to give up on it because I was thinking, man, I'd hate to have to go in there and straighten those guys out. But anyhow, I've been asked a couple times, like on a Saturday night, to go over to the RV and watch some of those fights like that. And I've had to turn it down several times because it just messed me up for Sunday morning. I'd be coming in like Rocky or something, you know, and just be, yeah, you want to say something? No. So anyway, I chose not to do that, especially on a Saturday night before service if I'm speaking. But anyway, if you, there's a lot of things you don't want to be under in this life. You know, there's one thing they call it being under the weather. That's no fun either. Under pressure. Oh man, do we hate being under pressure about something. I saw a t-shirt the other day. I don't know where I saw it at. But it was advertising, don't rush me, I'm waiting for the last minute. And we don't want to be underdogs in this life. But you know what? There's some things in the Bible that talks about us that if we're under, it'll put us over.
Amen.
And so that's what I want to go into this morning. Some things in the Bible that says that we're under, which puts us over. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Amen. Excellent.
And before we get into that, just want to say next Sunday, it looks like we're on schedule to be able to announce our next pastors. Those of you who've been praying for 20 years to get me out of here, it's finally working. Glory to God. And for your sake, anyway. But if everything goes okay, I don't see any problems, we should be able to announce the new pastors next week, so we're excited about that, and appreciate you guys' prayer and support during this time. And I think I got the last piece of paperwork off Friday morning, so we're excited about that. And so glory to God. So God is good. He's supplying a new, fresh anointing. Nothing wrong with the other anointing that we have, but God's bringing you new, fresh anointing to take you over, put you over the top. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited to see what God's going to be doing right here at Spirit Life Church. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And so I just want to, let's open up in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I'm going to take my jacket off. It's warm in here today. Thank you. And it says in 28:1, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Amen. And let's drop down to verse 13. And Moses said, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Glory to God. If you heed... there's some conditional things here. If you heed the commandments of the Lord God, which I commanded you today, and are careful to observe them. Amen. So we got to be careful to observe the commandments, or we might just say we got to be careful to observe the Word of God and stay in its parameters, and we're going to be a mighty force for God. Amen. Glory. In our personal life. But also, if our nation would do this, our nation would be more prosperous, we'd be stronger, and would be mightier in that. So, you know what? We gotta do our part to promote the Word of God. But there's several things I want to go over this morning to stay to something that takes us under but puts us over. I like that thought. That going down sometimes will cause us to rise up. and be strong and be mighty. And let's go under to Psalms chapter 91, the protection scriptures. Amen. Let's just start there. For he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. We're going to abide under the shadow of Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the perilous perils and pestilence. And he shall cover you with his feather. And under his wing you shall take refuge. His trust shall be your shield and your buckler. Amen. Glory to God. We're gonna rise up strong because we're under the shadow of God. We're saying when he moves, I move. When he speaks, I speak. Glory to God. When he tells me, I tell. Glory to God. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Being under God is putting us over the top in things. Amen. We may not be the smartest cookie in the cabinet, but glory to God. But with God, we are very smart. He makes us look good. We wonder how we make those deals, how we always come out on top. It's because we're supplying ourselves, staying under the shadow of the Almighty One. Glory to God. Getting fed by him, getting touched by him, moving by him. Amen. Glory. Psalm 17:8 says, I wish someone would put this quarter in the offering. It's been up here for several weeks. I think the worship team would do that. Amen. I got to tell them everything. Amen. No. Psalm 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Amen. Psalms 36:7. How precious is your loving kindness. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. There is no better place to be than in the perfect will of God in your life. A lot of us have been outside the perfect will of God in our life, and I feel like I've lost my covering. I feel like I've lost my armor wear. I feel like I'm just open, and I'm just barely dodging some of these arrows that are coming by. But when I step back in and realize, hey, I'm under the shadow of the Most High God, those arrows aren't going to come near me. They're going to be deflected off. They're going to go the other way because I serve a good God. Amen. And he's going to do things for me because I'm hovering under him, and when I'm doing that, it's going to put me over the top. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Woo! Some of you better get it. I'm going to say that again. That's Psalms 34:7, just in case you need to write it down. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps all around us. Now, it's not plural, singular. I'm just here to let you know it only takes one angel to protect you. Protect me. Glory to God. I can send out angels to bring and retrieve and to go and to do, but I got an angel that's encamping around about me. I hope he speaks to me because I hope he speaks a word so I can go into action for him. Amen. We got to be word speakers. If we want to be over on top in this world, we got to realize, hey, it's going to take the word of God, and I'm going to camp under where Jesus is at. Amen. Every day we should camp with our word open and say, Lord, speak to me today. Amen. Sometimes we just get in a contest. How much can I read in 10 minutes? That way I can say I read the word. Well, you know what? You are reading the word, but you don't know what you read. I would much rather spend time and get something out of two or three chapters, something that I can meditate on, chew on, get the cut of it going, glory to God, so that it'll help me in my life and it'll drop down in my spirit so that when I need it, it'll be ready to come out and be ready to use. Amen. Amen. Another thing we need to stay under is grace. Stay under his grace. Glory to God. Romans chapter 6. I allow you to get there. Romans chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 14. Amen. Hallelujah. Grace is great.
Amen.
Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. From slaves of sin to slaves of God. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? He gives us the answer. Certainly not.
Amen.
He's freed you from that.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Grace isn't permission to go do what you want to do.
Amen.
Grace. God's grace came through Jesus, not only to liberate men from sins that had already been committed, but it empowered the believer to rise victoriously above not only the penalty, but also the power of sin. Amen? I wrote that down, so I'm going to read it again. When God's grace came through Jesus, it only liberated men from sin that had already been committed, but it empowers the believer to rise victoriously above not only the penalty, but also the power of sin.
Amen.
Amen. It gives us freedom over sin. Glory to God. Another thing we need to keep is keep Satan under our feet. I was going to, and then I forgot all about it. I was going to get some duct tape and write Satan on here, and then I was going to show you my shoe. But I didn't think of it till right now again. And so, anyway, we used to sing a song years ago. Satan's under my feet. And that's all I remember. And Romans 16:20. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's your footstool.
Mm.
And the Lord and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Ephesians 1:22-23. He has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Us as Christians should never feel like we're under Satan's power. Jesus freed us from that. We are not under Satan's power. But we're under God's power, His righteousness. Amen. It says that we're really above all principalities and powers and things that are trying to come against us. We have authority over those things through our words and our faith. We have authority to be strong in Him. Amen. I don't like to say I'm gross or anything or mean, but sometimes there'll be a bug and I feel like that bug needs to die. So what I do, I take my size 10 and I step on it. I don't like hearing the but sometimes, you know, it can't be avoided if it's a big one. But that's the way we should feel sometimes, hey, Satan, you're done. You're not messing with me no more. You're like a bug under my shoe, not worth anything. Amen. Just a while back, we had all those little black bugs all over everywhere. Yeah. And so it was like we could do a Mexican hat dance around them. We could kill them all over. But if we paid that much attention to keeping Satan under our feet. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. All the time. When I was in the bug business, I worked actually for Sears Pest Control back in Orlando, Florida. And we had this, there was like lots of ants there. And we had this bait. We just called it sweet bait because the technical name was way too hard to say. And you could plant this sweet bait close enough, if you could get it close enough to the nest, the ants would just swarm this sweet bait and they would take it back to their home. And it would just do the whole tribe in. And you know what? That's what we need to be to Satan. Don't mess with me, my family, as you're going down. Even though you know he's going to mess with you sometime, but you stay strong. Your body is not evil. It's a temple of the Holy Spirit, the Word says. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. At least when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Next thing we got to do is keep our flesh under so we can go over. Amen. Amen. I discipline my body. Bring it into subjection. Now, sometimes we really mess up on that area, don't we? I discipline my body. In fact, I better go over that some more today when I get home. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Least when I have preached to others, I myself become disqualified. Amen. We got to really control our flesh. Your flesh is always in a battle with your spirit. Your flesh wants to do things. Your spirit is saying, don't do it. Amen. The thing with the flesh, it's usually always more visual, and the things with God is usually more spiritual. So we have to realize, hey, this flesh, you're not going to get what you want today. You're not going to have what you want today. That's why it's good just to lead a fasted life. Just go off something once in a while. Go off milk chocolate and stay on the dark chocolate. No. But you know what I'm saying? You discipline your body. Hey, I'm cutting out chocolate for a day and a half. Amen. I'm cutting out my coffee for the morning cup. Come on, noon. We discipline our bodies. Amen. You know, we I know with me, I have such high expectations. You know, I'm going to do this, boom. But you know what? If I would make a shorter goal for myself, it would be attainable. But let's face it, I am not going to be able to do a whole week fast. I have done it, but it's been a long time, and I really don't like it. But if I fast something once in a while and just lead a fasted life so that I can hear the presence of the Lord, hear His voice quick, clearly, that my flesh is staying under in these areas, glory to God, then you'll start saying, yeah, I heard from the Lord. I'm disciplining my body. I'm bringing it under subjection. Amen. Amen. How about when you decide to read the Word? You know, every distraction in the world will happen right when you decide to do that. You'll think of everything you need to do. And that used to happen to me so much. I was over at the old church, and I would start walking around the sanctuary, and I'd be praying. I'd run and do something. I'd get back, and then, I got to do. So finally, I realized, hey, this is the devil interrupting my prayer time. So I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have me a pad and paper there. And when I'm walking around the sanctuary and the devil reminds me of everything, I'm going to write it down. Because he's remembering some stuff I hadn't even thought about yet. And I thought, well, that's not a bad thing. I need to take care of that. But I would write it down and so that I would not be distracted, and I would get my prayer time in. I would get my time with the Lord in. Glory to God. And you have to learn how to make these adjustments in your life, or you'll never put down your flesh. It'll always stay in command and control in certain areas of your life if you don't ever deal with it. Amen. You know, and we talk a lot about food. It's not all about food. It's about everything in your life. What are you controlling? What are you allowing the flesh to control? Amen. But I like that TV show. But the Lord says, stay off of it a little bit. Stay off of it. Yeah. Amen. Glory. That's what's so good about OSL. It kind of gets you in the groove at that fasting the flesh and building the spirit. Amen. And the first time you're doing OSL, you think, I can't watch but 2 hours. You really would get picky of what you're going to watch. 2 hours, huh? 2 hours. And then all of a sudden, you get clever. I'm digging out every Christian movie I can think of. I'm going to watch everything wholesome I can watch. Glory to God. But the thing is about it, you start feeding your spirit. And you start denying the flesh. Glory to God. Now, another one to do is stay under authority. Some of you, no, I don't do that. Well, that's your problem. You don't understand and respect authority in your life. And just go to Matthew chapter 8. And let's start with verse 5. It says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, Lord, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say, go. Say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Then Jesus heard it, and he marveled, and said to those who followed, which were Jewish people, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Amen. This guy understood authority. And we can realize, hey, Jesus wants to be the main authoritarian in our life. Glory to God. We don't have to be somewhere. He can do it for us. Amen. So we have to really stay under authority. You may or may not like the president, but our job is to pray for him. You may or may not like our governor, but our job is to pray for them. You may or may not like our senators that we have, but you need to pray for them. You need to pray for our mayor, city council. Amen. You may or may not like them. And you better be praying for the police officers and the firemen, because when you need them, you need them. Amen? So we need to be people under authority. Well, I never do like I never like doing what the boss says. Don't plan on getting the promotion. Just be glad you still have your job. Amen? God wants to do so much more for us, but if we don't realize that, hey, we to go down sometimes is going to bring us up. And we realize, hey, this flesh of mine, this thing I have about bosses and things isn't going to work. We had a friend, or he's still a friend, hadn't talked to him in quite a few years, but he could never hold a job down. He just couldn't hold a job down. He could not take somebody telling him what to do. It just he fought against everything that he would do to hold a job down. But he finally figured it out. He says, I need to be my own boss, because I'm surely not going to argue with myself. And that's what he did. He started his own business, and he was boss. But I don't care whether if you're your own boss or you're working for somebody, he's still the boss. Amen. And if you don't understand authority, understand how he wants you to do something, you better start getting it, because your life will just stay down instead of you coming up and being over the top. Another one we need to stay under is the blood of Jesus that we sang about today. Amen. Exodus 12:23. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over your door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. Amen. The blood of Jesus is powerful. You need to have it applied to your heart, to your spirit being, because he'll change you. He will make you new on the inside. John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is important. Amen. Now, my last one I'm going to be into today is you got to stay under the mighty hand of God. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So I might say this, Christianity is a paradox a little bit. We got to go down to go over. We got to bring our flesh down so that we can go over. We got to control ourselves so that we can go over. Amen. You know, I found out that God can do anything. He can do anything. I got time for one little story here. Back in I was in Bible school. It was me and Pastor Ricky's dad were working at where they made drywall mud. Just kind of thought it was ironic after hanging drywall for so many years, and then I go work in the mud plant that I didn't like. The tapers. They always picked on my work. But anyhow, I'm there and working. And we worked, they had one swing shift, one day shift, one swing shift. At the swing shift, there's four people work. So it was me, Reverend Ricky, and two other guys that were also Bible school, going to Bible school. One had graduated and one was going also. And so you would load up me and this one guy, we would switch back and forth. We loaded the pallets, take the mud off the conveyor belt, put it on there, and then you drive it back over the other side of the building and place it stack it up like three high. And so anyway, one day Reverend Ricky came to me and said, you know what, we got to move the powder train. We got to move it back. And so I want you to come help me. I said, okay. And I thought, wow, this would be fun because I've never been around a locomotive or anything like that. You know, I've seen some little trains, but never been around a locomotive. I was wondering how the locomotive is going to come and line up and pull it back and stay stopped and all that. And so I got out there and I said to Reverend Ricky, said, when's the locomotive coming? He just kind of looked at me. I said, we can't move this thing. I don't even think I can lift a wheel off this train. He said, we're going to move this train, and we're going to move it back, this car. I said, it's also full of powder, right? Yeah, we got to line it right over so when it dumps out, it'll feed up into the bins. And, you know, I appreciated him thinking that I was all that strong. Not a lot of people see that potential in me. And so he grabs these two sticks, hands one to me, and he keeps one. And we shove it underneath the wheel of the train. And I thought, whatever you say, you're the boss. I wasn't in the rebellion mode. And so he said, on the count of three, we're going to jump up and we're going to push down with everything we got. And then I thought, oh, you're teasing me about my weight, aren't you? And so, but anyhow, that's what he's one, two, three, and we jumped up and we came down on those poles. And that boxcar started moving. I mean, it moved like an eighth of an inch. He says, do it again. Do it again. And it started moving. You know, we're getting like a half inch at a time out of it. And I'm kind of thinking, I'm moving a train. And so we're doing this, and we're keeping it going. And slide it, boom, jump on it. Slide it, boom, jump on it. Slide it, boom, jump on it. And so he says, okay, I'm going to let you do it now. I'm going to go back there, get ready to put on the brake and stop it when we line up to our exit point. So he left, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I got to move this thing by myself. And I'm doing it. And by this time, yeah, I got enough momentum going that I really don't have to jump down on it. I'm just pushing it. I'm pushing it. I'm moving a train. All things are possible to him that believe. Glory to God. And I'm moving this thing. And so he says, okay, I'm done. Put on the brake. And he started turning the brake, and we stopped. He says, okay, you can go back inside now. I'll dump this out. I said, okay. And so I went inside there, and there's just four of us there. So I told those guys, don't mess with me. I didn't move the train tonight, so don't mess with me. But you can do some things you never thought you could do when you have the right tool. And our right tool in life is our Bible, glory to God, trusting and believing that he said it, he'll do it, and I believe it. Amen? Amen? So when we realize that, sometimes we got to go down, but it's going to bring us back up. And we're going to be stronger than we ever have been before. Amen. Because we're hiding. We're not hiding, but we're shadowed underneath the shadow of the Almighty One. He's protecting us. He's got the Holy Ghost force field around us where the darts of life are trying to hit us, but it just keeps getting reflected because I'm in the right place. I'm under the perfect will of God. I'm staying in the right place. Glory to God. And I realize it's the grace of God that's got me here. Glory to God. Amen. And you know what I do? I keep Satan under my feet. Glory to God. He's under there, just like a bug. Glory to God. Amen. And we stay under his authority, and we're under the blood of Jesus. And he gets us through by lowering ourselves sometimes into his position. Puts us on top. So sometimes we got to go down to go up. Amen. And I love knowing that God is with me every step of the way when I'm in his will. Amen. You know, a lot of pastors play golf. And I hadn't played in 20-some years. But I did find an app. So I'm an avid golf player now. But on that game, it's got like a sweet spot. If you hit, you let go of your finger right at the right spot. That ball, if you figured your wind right, that ball is supposed to go over where you want it to go. Sometimes I get a little nervous. I let it go too early. Oh! And it tells me I sliced. Like, how dare you? But when we're in the sweet spot with Jesus, things just go better. You know, be honest with you, I've tried it before on my own. It just doesn't work well. So I surrendered. God, it's yours. I tried everything in the world I could think of, and I ran out of ideas. It's yours. And you know when you do that, he just kind of, hey, let me have those pieces. And you're going, well, why didn't I think of that? Because I'm not God. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are better than my way. And when I just surrender myself to his thoughts, his ways, it makes me look good. And the Holy Spirit will make you look good also. He's not a respecter of persons. He makes us all look good. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, trust this edified you, build you up a little bit this morning. That's what we're wanting. Glory to God. I'm going to have the, yeah, come on up. Amen. Now, are we going to announce?